But we were just talking off the air, and it's been quite a year, and well, not even just this year, but for Chad personally, quite a year. And my goodness, your wife Karen, you've gotten to go to the Oscars. She's won multiple Oscars, but this is the year of the Chad. Chad Landers, good morning. Welcome. Thanks for coming in with us this morning.
Oh, good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, my goodness. You've got so much going on in your life. Of course, the owner, as we mentioned, of Push Personal Training in L.A., and you've had a very successful business. And to get recognized for what you do in your business, and not only locally and by your clients, but now by people that do what you do, to be recognized nationally, the National Strength and Conditioning Association. And it's interesting, I was looking at you posted a picture of the medal you won over the weekend in Indianapolis, and it's bringing science and what was it together?
Yeah, it's basically science and application.
Right,
so
okay.
It's taking, you know, the research that goes on usually at universities regarding, you know, how our bodies function specifically more towards strength and conditioning. And how does that apply to the real world with athletes, or in my case, with, you know, personal training clients?
Well, and you always knew that you were doing it right, but it's nice to be recognized and everybody else realizes you're doing it the right way as well.
Well, for sure. And it's, you know, somewhat of a lifetime achievement award, I guess. If you stick around long enough, people feel like they need to give you something. I hope this doesn't mean that they're sending me out to pasture. But, you know, it's been 25 years and I've become more heavily involved, more as a mentor and a public speaker as I've gotten older. So for this particular award with the NSCA, that lent itself to that because I've done a lot of speaking all over the country and in Canada for the NSCA. So that's, you know, all part of the criteria that kind of made me worthy, I guess, in their eyes. So, yeah, it's definitely nice because usually I'm always the plus one with my wife whenever we go to events, and for me to be the star of the show last night was pretty cool.
So Personal Trainer of the Year, National Strength and Conditioning Association, pretty cool stuff. And again, I know we've had John before, and we've talked with you and talked with you and your wife together and all the stuff you've gotten to do. And to think, boy, grew up in Oneida and went to Rova High School and U of I, and right. to look at where you're at now, just sometimes it's a little bit surreal, some of the things.
It's very surreal. I think it's kind of neat that this happened in Indianapolis, so close to Champaign-Urbana, and then, of course, to here so I could drive back today, because it's kind of like making things, you know, full circle. But I was telling my wife kind of on the drive home, you know, because I drove from Champaign back home dozens and dozens of times over my time in Champaign-Urbana. And it was kind of surreal because it's been a long time since I've made that drive, but it's almost, I call it like an old sofa where your butt print is still in the couch. It's like it still fits you. It's still you, and it's just a memory in a way, but it's yours. And so it was very special.
Yeah, it's always interesting, like when I lived away from here even a short time, like when I lived in Indianapolis, for instance, and then when you would come home, it's like, okay, the road just looks older, but it's just the same old road. It's just
right.
Like everything's the same along there.
Yeah, it still leads back to home. So
yeah,
it's a great, sweet thing.
Chad Landers, Rova High School graduate, University of Illinois graduate, owner of Push Private Fitness in the L.A. area, just named the Personal Trainer of the Year by the National Strength and Conditioning Association. We talked about this being a big year for you. This isn't the only thing. And I'd seen you post on Facebook a while ago. You were posting the trailer for the new Karate Kid,
right,
which is not – nothing to do with the new version that came out with Jaden Smith and Jackie Chan. We're going back old school. They're actually redoing, and you've got Ralph Macchio and William Zabka reprising their roles.
Right.
And so, well, William Zabka, who played Johnny Lawrence, kind of the bad guy on the other side of things that he fought, he needed to get in a little bit of shape before filming started. And who did he come to? Chad Landers and Push Private Fitness.
You know, that is what was probably the most surreal. I mean, and I've trained a lot of people, and I don't talk about, you know, a lot of people that I train for privacy reasons, but it's so funny that I've had probably the most response from this, and I think it's because, you know, people our age who, that was an iconic movie for us. And I mean, it came out in 1984. I was a sophomore at Rova. I saw it here in Galesburg. And, you know, back then I was the Macchio fan. I was just the scrawny kid who hadn't picked up a weight. And now to see that I would be working with Billy 30 plus years later, it's just kind of crazy. And he's such a nice guy. And I'd known him for for many years before this opportunity came up, and was very fortunate that when it did come up, I was the first person that he called.
And in the pictures, he pretty much looks slightly older version of himself. Still looks the same.
Yeah, no, for you know, being in his early 50s, he looks great, and he brings it. And you know, they've already, I think, 3 days after YouTube Red released it, they booked a season two, so we'll be getting ready for season two shooting soon. So yeah, it's been just a real kind of crazy year with all that stuff. I had another one of my clients, Cameron Grimes, who I've trained for many, many years, and she won a daytime Emmy. She's on Young and the Restless. And so it was great to see, you know, my clients having all this success, and then to have it, you know, eventually come back around to me was obviously very fulfilling.
How, you said the relationship with him, you've had that for a while. How did that come about in the first place?
It was actually kind of through my wife, because my wife, you know, she works in sound, and one of the people that she hires to do certain things for her was Billy's best friend growing up. And so wow. We had just met kind of socially through this other guy, Mark, and it just kind of worked out from there. It's a small world. I mean, it's way smaller than you think it is. Even when, kind of funny, when I was just in Indianapolis yesterday, and I'm at Starbucks at the hotel, and a girl comes up to me, and she's like, "Are you Chad Landers?" I'm like, "Yeah." And it was Carla Maine from Rova.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm sorry, I forget her last name now. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, Knox College, her husband Andy. And it was so funny. It's like, Gibbons. Here I am. Yes, yeah. Gibbons. There we go. Carla Gibbons. But, yeah, I mean, I haven't seen her since high school. And so, obviously, via social media, you know, we're friends. And so she knew that I was going to be in Indianapolis and knew I looked enough like what I should.
Right.
That she.
Well, she was thinking to herself, well, it's either Iron Man or.
Right. I should have said, no, I'm Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's so cool. Chad Landers, Rova High School graduate. He's a University of Illinois graduate. He's gone on to do some really cool things. He's the owner of Push Private Fitness in the LA area. Just won in Indianapolis the National Strength and Conditioning Association's Personal Trainer of the Year. Talked about training William Zabka and the reprisal of the original Karate Kid. Now, he's a guy that didn't look like he either didn't need much work or you really put a lot in a very, very short time with him.
I mean, it was a little bit of both. I mean, he definitely aged well. We didn't have to do some kind of, you know, enormous makeover or anything like that. But we definitely hit it pretty hard for the few weeks that I had him. And he jumped right in and gave it his all, and we did a good job in a short amount of time. So it worked out pretty well, I think.
Obviously, every client, it's a little bit different. You've got a young lady, what, in her 70s, that's a power lifter and has done very well in competitions nationally. You've got some younger people that are in great shape. I mean, does it depend? Do they come to you and say, okay, I'm looking for tone, I'm looking to get thinner, lose weight, I'm looking to bulk up? So it's got kind of depend on what the client's looking for as to what kind of program you're going to put them on?
To a degree, yeah. I mean, most everybody wants the same thing. Most everybody wants to lose body fat and be leaner. Whether or not they want to add it, most people don't want to add like a huge amount of muscle. So it's rarely that. It's usually more. You know, losing body fat, obviously feeling better about themselves, both, you know, emotionally, but as well as feeling better physically, having more energy to, you know, do stuff with their kids or to get through their job or whatever it may be. So by and large, it's pretty similar client to client. Obviously, everybody comes in a little different shape, maybe with old injuries or pre-existing conditions that we have to certainly work around and address. But for the most part, you know, the basics are still there. They need to show up. We're going to, you know, work out with weights two or three times a week, do some cardio intervals with various apparatus, you know, that I have. And then they got to hopefully, you know, eat a little more, you know, vegetables, like mom said.
Yeah, there's that.
You know, that whole kind of thing. So, yeah, we all really deep down inside, I think, know what we need to do. It's just we don't really. You know, we think it's going to be so much harder than it really is to do it. So then we start looking for certain fads and gimmicks that promise quicker results. And then we end up, you know, on that same cycle of, you know, losing it, gaining it, losing it, gaining it. And eventually, you know, you come to somebody like me and do it right for the final time.
Well, and that's the thing. And I think once somebody gets started and they realize that, yeah, I'm going to be a little sore and all that, but it's in some ways addictive once you get lifting, and especially if you're doing things properly and you start to see the results, and
right.
you hate to miss a day then.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, I've just now started to branch out into the kind of the online training realm, and I never knew exactly how I would be able to translate what I do in person in a one-to-one basis online. It's very hard, but another former Rova grad, Brian Holmes, who lives down in Washington, Illinois now, he reached out to me when he saw all my postings about, you know, getting ready to, you know, turn 50 this year and all my, you know, boxing and lifting and all that kind of stuff. And I've been working, you know, with him online, and he's lost 45 pounds since wow. he started. I did post some pictures of him on Facebook of kind of his transition. And now I've had some other Rova people kind of reach out to me, you know, that are all either a year younger than me or two that are getting close to 50. So I think that's going to be a new avenue for me to be able to reach more people, and especially people that don't live in LA or maybe can't afford that one-on-one hourly kind of rate that I would charge, but for a more modest fee, can kind of learn what I have to learn. And because there is, I as an expert forget what the lay person doesn't know.
Right, so which is most everything.
Yeah, and so
honestly,
and a lot of times what they do know is wrong because they've been influenced right. by the wrong people. So you have to either unlearn some bad stuff, or at the very least teach them from the ground up. And sometimes, like say, when you've been in it for 25 years, you forget that what seems like very basic to you is might as well be a foreign language to them. So this has been really good for me to do this online thing, because in person I can get right to it.
Right.
But online I have to, you know, choose my words very specifically and work with people in a little different way. So I think it's only making me better as a coach.
Chad Landers, he is a Rova High School graduate, a graduate of the University of Illinois, owner of Push Private Fitness in the L.A. area, just named Personal Trainer of the Year by the National Strength and Conditioning Association. They had their big award ceremony in Indianapolis. And, you know, I was going to ask you, as you know, people obviously pay you to be their personal trainer. And I suppose if you're an actor, you're going to be pretty motivated to get in and do, if you're getting ready for a role or whatever the case may be. But I'm sure you probably still have that person, like, even though they're paying you good money, that they still, you know whether somebody's motivated or not, that because they might come a couple times and not show up. Do you still get some of that?
Sure. I mean, I'm very lucky because, you know, I've had some of my clients, like Barbara, who you mentioned earlier, I've had her for 24 years. So obviously she's been very consistent and bought in, you know, for a quarter of a century, for half my life. It's kind of crazy. So I don't tend to get people that aren't really committed to the process. Maybe that's because I've been around for so long, I'm not new. I take people generally on referral. But, you know, everybody comes to me in a certain place, and they may not know really what they need. So I can work with anybody. You know, yeah. If you give me enough time and I kind of really figure out what's making them tick, then I can work with them. Because the reason why most people seek out somebody like me is there's something that they're unhappy with, whether it's physically or that they feel that maybe the physical part is having an influence on their personal relationships or their business or what have you. And so once I can spend enough time with them where they kind of share that stuff with me, then I can be like, okay, now I know kind of what buttons to push maybe emotionally in order to get them to see the value of the buy-in to work physically. And then once they start having those physical successes in the gym, then all of a sudden kind of the light bulb goes off and they can really use that outside of the gym. And so that's really all I do is use you know, physical fitness and health as a conduit for happiness for the rest of their life. And so once you have that foundation, because you have to earn it. Nobody can give it to you. You have to earn it. And so for people especially that maybe were never athletes and never felt a good connection to their body, that's very empowering to finally be able to kind of have something in their life that they can take charge of, and especially something that felt impossible to them before.
And then there's those of us that were that want to get it back too.
Absolutely.
That. Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. Well, and yeah, I know we've talked about this before. I don't care what product you see on TV, magazine. There is no magic pill. There is no magic diet. Eat right, exercise properly so you don't get hurt. That's such a big key.
Absolutely. Well, what I say, like with Brian Holmes, we've kind of I've coined this phrase. I call it savage consistency. And so no matter who you are, you can do the right things consistently. You don't have to be you know, bench pressing 300 pounds or able to run a mile in 4 minutes or whatever it is. You can be consistent and do the right thing. Everybody has that power. It doesn't matter how old or young they are, or how out of shape or in shape they are. And so that's just what I keep preaching is just control what you can control. Don't let the things that are outside of your control influence your ability to do the stuff that's within your control. And just stay focused on that and be consistent. And it works. And it's really kind of, like I said, eye-opening for people once they realize, you know what, it's not that difficult. I just have to be consistent.
You're going to have to let us know when you either have a YouTube channel or the blog page where you're going to, people can work with you online or, you know, right. With that kind of the one-on-one thing like you're saying. You have sure. to let us know. We'll let our listeners know.
Absolutely. How it's coming soon. All right. It'll be on chadlanders.com.
There you go. There you go. Perfect. Chad, Personal Trainer of the Year, National Strength and Conditioning Association. Chad, congratulations and thanks so much for coming in with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And be sure and tell your mom hello. For the listeners who don't remember, Tom's mom was my third grade teacher and my Facebook friend, and I just love seeing her post, and she's always commenting on my stuff, and I really appreciate it.
She's still teaching me, by the way.
Absolutely.
Chad, thanks so much.
Thank you.